what is it like as a patient to have to have the medication that you really have relied upon become so politicized?
They put me, I went and spoke specifically with Diane Jacobs about this, and the fact that they're putting me in a messed up gray position where I'm practically a criminal for my choice of medication. And that's not right. When I sat there and spoke with her, she pretty much was very abrasive, told me she was against it from the get-go. And after we had a good hour and a half long conversation, I kind of spun her in our direction, only showing her that I've been living that life for the last 2.5 years. And that what she was doing was attacking somebody who was just trying to make their life over again. And there was no need to make me a criminal. There was no need to have me in jail or prosecuted by the American system.
And standing right in front of these folks and confronting someone like Diane Jacobs, one of the most vocal opponents of this sort of thing. I mean, do you think that she just has had no exposure to patients like you and no exposure to cannabis and marijuana as a medicine?
That's exactly it. They're politicians, don't get me wrong. The other thing is as being politicians, they've got that whole, you know, like the horse side barriers thing going where they're only seeing in front of them. They don't really got time nor the amount of effort to really look into every issue. So as I suggested to her, she needs to get a committee of patients together that are well-educated in this. And they would help her make good decisions on how this should be treated.
Is there that much opposition within the local bureaucracy there in San Diego that this can't be overcome?
I'll explain to you how it works. They know their case is going to be dropped. You have every county that is opposing this holding off on San Diego's case to be dropped. Just because it's their way of dragging their heels, if you will, the longer we wait for this court case to go, the longer I cannot make any decisions, right?
Hmm.
So therefore, me as the patient, I am left longer in that criminal grayscale. I explained to her that it's a big mistake. All that's going to happen is they're going to end up caught up in a bunch of lawsuits because of the fact that these patients are legitimate patients and shouldn't be treated nor harassed as such. Once she realized that that's exactly what was going to happen, she kind of changed her tune and started asking, well, who's the arresting officers?
Well, you know, let me ask you that. So Rudy, you're in the situation where you can get a state-authorized medical marijuana license to get dispensed medical marijuana products, but you can't, you know, procure them within your own county.
That's exactly it. And it's not that I can't procure them, because we've got what we'll call freedom fighters, people who are keeping dispensaries open in San Diego. And they're doing it just because of the fact that the patients need what they need. The county is against us from the get-go. But we have, like, one which is sitting right directly across from the county board, and not the county board, but the county health and services department. Why? Because they are in the face of. They're trying to be upfront and tell them, hey, we're right here. We're not trying to be, you know, hidden about it. We're right in front of your own establishment.